I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, travel for the spirit, why some Christians are rediscovering Turkey. But first, we've all heard the N-word and the B-word, and we all know, or should know, that those words are slurs and meant to wound. What about towelhead? That's a derogatory term aimed at people of Arab descent. It's also the title of a novel by Alicia Aryan, and now a new film by acclaimed writer-producer Alan Ball. He's the creator of the HBO series 6 Feet Under and the Oscar-winning screenwriter of the film American Beauty. Now, if you find the title of the film disturbing, then fasten your seatbelt, because that's just the beginning. The film takes an unblinking look at a number of uncomfortable subjects that are often kept hidden. Racism, the sexual feelings of young people, and the way those feelings are exploited by predatory adults, parental incompetence, all set against the backdrop of the first Gulf War. Yet shining through these squirm-inducing moments is the story of how a 13-year-old Lebanese-American girl not only survives, but comes into her own. That's why we decided to talk about the film for this week's Behind Closed Doors conversation. And as you might imagine, the subject might be sensitive for our younger listeners. I caught up with the star of the film, Summer Bishel, who plays the 13-year-old protagonist, Jazeera, and with the film's director, Alan Ball. He explained why he was drawn to the project.
It just reached out and grabbed me by the throat and pulled me in, and it really put me in the heart and soul of Jazeera as she navigates this absurd world. And it was horrifying and heartbreaking and also hilarious at the same time. And it managed to take what we are conditioned to immediately think of as a story of victimization and turn it into a tale of empowerment. And I found that by the time I finished the book and closed the cover, I felt like I had really been on an amazing ride, and I was really glad I had gone on it, even though a lot of it had been uncomfortable.
Those words you used, hilarious, heartbreaking, uncomfortable, are also words that you could apply to American Beauty, which also has this theme of a young girl becoming the object of the sexual attention of an older man way too soon. Mm-hmm. I have to assume this is important to you. Why?
Well, it is definitely a theme that resonates for me personally. I mean, I had certain experiences in my childhood that make this particular theme resonate in a personal way and make me interested as an adult to sort of try to understand the dynamics that allow things like that to happen.
Summer, why did you want to play this role?
I was just auditioning for anything at that point. I was 17 when I auditioned for the role, and I had been auditioning since I was 14. And I was lucky to get a call back on a script like this. It wasn't like a decision process. I just really wanted it, and I was really happy when I found out that I got it.
Why did you really want it?
Because it's good, and it doesn't shy away from the truth, and that's really rare. And it was also about a young girl, which is also rare. I mean, you see a lot of films about boys coming into their sexuality, but you never really see it about women. It's not often that scripts like that come along that, you know, you're ethnically ripe for and you're age appropriate and all that.
And I want to mention that there are, as I mentioned earlier, there's this theme of the sexual awakening and exploitation. There's also the sort of issues around race and ethnicity. I want to hold off on those and come to those just a minute. But you play a 13-year-old girl in the film. How old were you when you were shooting it?
I was 18 when I was shooting it. I had just turned 18 the month before.
Some of the behavior that is depicted in the film can only be described as grossly inappropriate. I mean, grossly inappropriate in that a man pursuing a girl who is a minor, a very young girl, clearly not under getting, you know, the appropriate level of supervision, doesn't have a lot of allies in the home, as it were. And how did you kind of process that, and how did you put yourself in that 13-year-old place? And was it hard for you?
It wasn't particularly hard for me. It was a challenge in a lot of ways, but playing a 13-year-old wasn't like this crazy hard thing to do. You know, it was like 5 years ago at the time for me. I had been 13, and that was an important year for me. And my life hadn't been particularly easy or tranquil. So, you know, it wasn't like I was like, my God, these things are horrible. I can't believe they happened. I knew they happened, and I was glad to be a part of something that was showing that they do in an honest way. So it was more excitement than difficulty. But I prepared a lot. You know, obviously it was my first role. I changed my voice for Jazeera because she was so young and she didn't really have confidence yet. So she spoke a little higher. I changed the way my face sat. I changed my body posture. I made the decision that she was uncomfortable with her new breasts, as I was when I was that age. You know, she walked a certain way when she was on her period because it was new and it was uncomfortable, and she was afraid that everybody would know, even though they had no idea, because that's what you think about when you're 13. You know, little things like that.
Was it hard for you to think about a young girl going through that, though? I mean, I understand you're saying you're not so naive as to think, oh, my God, you know, how could that possibly be? And you understood the truth of it. But to think about a young girl being so isolated, not having any allies, not having anybody to talk to about what was happening mm-hmm. to her.
Yeah. And without getting too personal, it's something that I related to. So it was more a relief. I loved Jazeera. It was hard to explain. And I've played a character since then, and I was proud to be playing it, but I didn't feel this, like, bond with this character. It's strange. I just had this weird connection to the script, and I felt like I had to play it. It was so much of my emotions were invested in her. I became her for those 2 months. It was kind of weird.
I must tell you, as a mother, I found it very hard to watch. You know, I really wanted to grab her and kill him. But
yeah.
But Alan Ball, I wanted to ask you about that. The film is clearly struggling with why. And as I think I mentioned, the film is set during the first Gulf War. It's set in a small town in Texas where Jazeera has been sent to live with her father, who is mm-hmm. of Lebanese descent. Mm-hmm. And you see very few other people of color around. And when you were thinking about the motivation for the next-door neighbor who has trained his sights on Jazeera, do you mm-hmm. think her race was part of it, her otherness, that he thought that was part of why he could do what he was doing?
I definitely think it made it easier for him to objectify her. I don't think he is a classic pedophile in the sense that he doesn't have an entrenched fetishization of children in his psyche at the beginning of the movie. I think he is a man who is miserable in his life and who has lost any excitement or sense of romance or sense of being special. I don't think it's all of it, but I definitely agree with you. I think it's part of the mix.
Here's a short clip from the film where Jazeera is having dinner with the next door neighbor who has trained his sights on her. Let's play it.
When I grow up, I want to be in your magazine.
No, you don't. Are you a slut? Huh?
I don't think so.
No, you're not a slut. You're not going to be in those magazines.
I'll tell you something, though.
You keep hanging around that black kid, you will be a slut.
I saw him leaving your house.
He's better than you.
Well,
he only touches me when I say he can.
Okay. Alan, do you want to just comment on that for a minute?
Yeah, I think this scene, it's pretty much taken verbatim from the book. And what fascinates me about it is that, you know, in Mr. Ivoso's pathology, he's looking out for her. He's trying to take care of her. I think people who do horrible things create all kinds of pathological justifications for it. I think it's the rare person who sits down and says, I'm going to do something evil. I'm going to really try to destroy another person's life. They create a lot of psychological defense mechanisms, structures, layers and layers of denial to justify their behavior. And it's really clear to me in that scene that that's what he's doing.
And the racial dynamic is very interesting because, of course, the boy who befriends her and seems to quite genuinely care for her, although he's, you know, very interested in her sexually, too, it emerges, is black. And in that scene, you know, he's essentially warning her away from him on racial grounds, which becomes very very strange to contemplate given his own conduct.
Yeah. Yeah, given that he's a 38-year-old man who's taken a 13-year-old girl out for a date.
If you're just tuning in, this is Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're speaking with Alan Ball, who is the director, and Summer Bishel, who is the star of the new film Towelhead. What about the title of the film? I know you changed the title at one point. Talk to me about that. I understand that there were some who objected, who felt that this is kind of along the lines of the N-word and that it shouldn't be used. Talk to me about the decision-making to keep the title and why you think it's important.
I optioned Alicia's novel of the same title with my own money because I didn't think that the movie would ever benefit from being a part of the corporate studio development process. And I wrote a script called Towelhead. And when I was finished with it, we took that out to all the studios and everybody passed. Nobody wanted to make it. Everybody was terrified of it. And at that point, we found an independent financier. And during the time that we were putting the movie together, we tried really hard to find a title that would work for the movie, and we came up with the title Nothing is Private. It's a terrible title. It's really vague, and it doesn't really mean anything. And
it could be about the mail.
Exactly. Yeah. And it also was the one constant on audience response forms at test screenings was, we hate the title. So when Warner Independent purchased the movie, they said, we've got to change the title of this movie. I said, yeah, I know. Let's try to come up with a title. And pages of possible titles were generated, titles along the line of In Her Own Backyard, Dirty Little Secrets, movie titles that just felt
like porn.
Yeah. And so eventually I said, well, you know, Alicia, who is Arab American, titled her book Towelhead for a reason. And to my surprise, the people at Warner Independent said, well, if you want to name it that, we'll support you. The first thing we did after changing the title back to Towelhead is we screened the movie last November for the Muslim Public Affairs Council. And they were able to see the title in the context in which it was being used, and they had no objection to the title.
Well, it's an interesting question because, to me, it's analogous to the whole question around the N-word. I mean, there are people who say, look, the more you use it, the less power it has. There are others who just say, look, this is the whole point. We need to deprive the culture of this coarseness.
Well, I'm gay, so I certainly know what it feels like to hear hate language, to hear it used in a context, to see somebody like Ann Coulter use it on national TV. I'm talking about the F word.
Yes, sir. I understood.
And I personally feel that to ban the use of such words in any context only gives them way more power than they should ever have. You're never going to stop people from using them in private. And I don't think just certainly limiting the use of those words to private conversation is dealing with the problem. And I also feel like it helps maintain the illusion that the hatred and the bigotry behind such language no longer exists. That's my personal opinion. I feel like Alicia titled the book this, and whatever controversy surrounds the title, I think one of the beneficial aspects of it is that it forces us to have this dialogue.
Yeah, Summer, what do you think about this? And I particularly want to ask you because this isn't my ethnic group, and so I'm a little uncomfortable using it just because I don't know if other people have feelings about my using it.
I agree with Alan. You know, it's true. It's the individual that has power and possesses power, and a word can't take away any of that unless you allow it to. And at the end of the day, like Alan said, you can't stop people from using that word in private. And if they're going to be using it, you know, privately, you know, the people that it's directed at have to just know that it has no meaning, not give it meaning. Fixating too much on being ethnic or being from a certain nation or being a certain gender or whatever it is detracts from the individual. And words like this, you know, are used, but they don't have power unless you let them. That's just the way I feel.
It's true that these words are used, and it's also true that behavior that the film explores, like the fact that this older man is preying on this young girl, is exploitative. And so I think part of the issue, and in fact, we should talk about that too, part of the criticism of this, you can say that you're trying to sort of shine a light on it, but by shining a light on it, you're exploiting the situation. Can you talk about that?
I don't think the film is exploitative at all. I think that that's a knee-jerk reaction, and I think it's the easiest one to have because you don't have to process what the film is really displaying. And I don't think the film is really telling you this is bad, this is right. Alan said one thing in an interview, hopefully the audience knows what's right or wrong. And hopefully that's true. You know, and also I think Towelhead is a great title for the novel and the movie because nobody in the movie is looking at this young girl as an individual or a human being. You know, everything, you know, Rafat looks at her as a 9-year-old. Mr. Vosa
Rafat,
looks at
sorry,
her,
Rafat being her father, the character of her father in the film.
Her father of the film looks at her as a 9-year-old. The mother in the film looks at her as competition. Mr. Vosa looks at her as a 30-year-old. You know, everybody has a different idea of Jazeera, and the individual that's developing in front of their eyes isn't of importance.
What about you, Alan Ball? What do you say about that? The argument that, on the one hand, I disagree with Summer. I think you're pretty clear about what's right and wrong in this film. But but what about those who would argue, gee, you know, you're showing this, and that has its own sort of ethical complication for the audience who knows it's wrong?
I really disagree with that. I think this is a tragically common experience in many young women's lives. Some statistics have it as high as 1 in 3 women. And the movie is not exploitative. The movie is trying to understand the dynamics that allow something like this to happen, rather than just telling the same old story of the innocent child victim who displays no sexual curiosity and a subhuman cartoon predator. When the vast majority of predators in the instance are someone the child knows and trusts. And I think it's just part of the knee-jerk American need to sweep anything that's unattractive under the carpet. And I think our aversion to looking at it is part of what helps keep it happening on such a regular basis. And I think that's way more exploitive.
And finally, as artists, obviously, you know, you create the work and you present it and people have to draw from it what they will. But I would like to ask you what you would like people to draw from the film. Summer, I'll start with you.
I don't have like one idea that I would like the audience to think about when they enter the film. I would say just don't go in with judgment. I don't think the film is trying to shed light for other people to feel a certain way. I mean, it's not like preachy. You know, it's really just about this young girl. It's not about an Arab American girl. It's not about a victim. You know, it's not about a 13-year-old. It's about a human being on the journey of self-discovery and participation in her own life and owning her own herself. And that's what the film is about.
Alan Ball?
I certainly don't have any particular idea of one thing I want people to walk away with. I certainly would want audiences to be engaged by the film. But if I had to articulate one thing I would like people to walk away with, it's the idea that victimhood is not mandatory, that it's not the only outcome.
The new film is Towelhead. Director Alan Ball is with us, also the star of the film, Summer Bishel. They were kind enough to join us from our studios in New York. The film is available in major markets as of this week. I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.